I don't believe in that much.
I don't either.
I sure don't.
What do you call a child whose mother and father are not married?
Bastard.
And what about the place where a dead person is taken to prepare him for burial?
To the undertaker, Paul.
Okay. And what about the box or the case that the corpse is put in for burial?
Casket.
And the place where they're buried?
Cemetery.
What about flowing water that's smaller than a river? It looks like a river, but it's not quite big enough to be called a river.
Flowing water.
Mm-hmm. Not like a pond where it's still, but it's moving very quickly.
Call it a flowing well.
Oh, well. Okay, and what about one that's even smaller than a flowing well?
Branch.
Mm-hmm. That's what many people have said they called it.
Yeah. That's what I call it, a branch.
Uh-huh. And what about flat, grassy country down around the seacoast?
Grassy country down by the seacoast. I sure can.
Okay, fine. Well, since you don't live by the seacoast, it doesn't really matter.
It's true.
And what about a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to suspend or hold up the trousers?
Suspenders or galluses.
Either one, huh? Is one of those older than the other? One of those words?
Oh, galluses is the oldest.
But you use them both, huh?
Use them both.
Right. Okay, what do you call unthickened gravy that's made just by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
We call it ham gravy.
Okay, and what do you call liquid burned in lamps?
Coal oil or kerosene. Mm-hmm.
And do you have a name for a long-legged hog, that has a thin body and a sharp back and a long snout?
I don't think I do.
Okay. What about an itching soreness between the toes?
Ground itch.
Ground itch. And do you have a name for homemade whiskey?
Oh, moonshine.
Moonshine.
They've caught up with a lot of that this year.
Yeah, I bet they have. Mm-hmm. Okay, is there a name for cheap whiskey?
Rot good. That's cold. Sometimes it just stinks with it. Sometimes it goes down.
Yeah. What do you call anything that a child likes to play with?
Oh, they like to seesaw, they like to play ball, but you ain't talking about nothing like that, is you?
Well,
playing ball.
If you have all these things together, do you call them something? These are a child's, what?
Child's toy.
Child's toys? Okay, now we're at the part where we talk about word patterns. For instance, I could say, today I see you, but yesterday I saw you,